And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Fire crews across the county responded to two major structure fires late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, keeping departments busy for several hours. The first call came in around 9:30 p.m. on February 11th, when Oliver Township and Owensdale firefighters were dispatched to a residence on Sebling Road, just west of Moore Road. It was for a fully involved barn fire. Witnesses reported flames were visible from 2 to 3 miles away. The barn is believed to be a total loss. Just a few hours later, at approximately 1:36 a.m., on February 12th, Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments were called to the 700 block of Cove Drive in Port Austin for a house fire. Multiple neighboring departments, including Bad Axe, Port Hope, Caseville, and Oliver Township, provided mutual aid at the scene. The home is also expected to be a total loss. We would like to thank our first responders for the tireless effort that they put into keeping our community safe day in and day out. And Meyer's Bad Axe store has donated $950 in gift cards to Thumb Chapter MI-178 of the Blue Star Mothers, a nonprofit organization that supports military families. The donation was presented by Rhonda Deeg from Meyer's Human Resources Department to Lynn Turchart, a member of the Blue Star Mothers. The gift cards will be used to help assemble Easter care packages for service members and their families. And the Blue Star Mothers expressed gratitude for Meyer's support, which will assist in providing essential items and holiday treats to military personnel during the Easter season. The Blue Star Mothers of America organization was founded in 1947 and continues to provide support, advocacy, and outreach for families of active duty and veteran service members. And in court this week, Charles Bruce Hiltz II has waived his right to a preliminary examination. This means his case will bypass the initial probable cause hearing and move directly to circuit court. Hiltz's attorney clarified a plea negotiation, noting that while two firearms were involved, no ammunition was seized, removing that from the forfeiture agreement. Hiltz confirmed his waiver was voluntary and without coercion, and is now scheduled for arraignment in circuit court on March 16th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups propane program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we are back. We have one obituary at this time. Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12th, 2026. Laverne was born December 18th, 1951, and is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. A funeral service for Laverne will be held on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16th, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home, and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church, and condolences may be shared at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And that was your news for this hour. as well as your obituaries, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more weather, obituaries, cancellations, and news.